Met Your Match, another hit off the Great American Soul, but of course the latest presentation by the Godfathers of Funk, East Bay's own Tower of Power. Speaking of Tower of Power, the man that started the band 41 years ago, I'm talking about Emilio Castillo in the house. What's up, Mimi?
Hey, Joe, how you doing, man?
Doing just fine, man. You guys are doing the Mountain Winery next week with AWB down there in Saratoga. What's the winery like?
Well, you know, it was really nice, and now I heard it's even nicer because they redid the joint, so it should be fabulous now because it's always been a beautiful venue.
Okay, now, when you guys play together, and I've been following you for a long time, but when you and AWB play together, you guys take it to another level because it's sort of like the old-fashioned battle of the bands almost, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you know, we're all good friends. We've known those guys for years, and we do about anywhere from 15 to 20 shows a year, you know. And they're a great band, and on any given night, they take it to us, and on any given night, we take it to them.
Tower of Power coming to Northern California next Friday night at the in Saratoga, California, at the Mountain Winery. And the following night, they're at the Radisson Hotel, a place that I emceed a lot of boxing matches at up there in Sacramento, California. The Radisson Grove and Outdoor Arena is beautiful, but that's the 25th and 26th Tower of Power in Saratoga and Sacramento, California. Now, Emilio, I'm a little bit excited because we've got a Chicano fighting for the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm talking about Chris Arreola. He's a rough dude, man, from the streets of L.A.
I know he's rough, but I don't know, man. I'm not sure. I think Vitaly's going to take it to him. I do.
No.
I think if he was fighting Vladdy, you know, it'd be a different story. But
why? Because
he's fighting the, you know, he's fighting the brother that can actually fight really good. And,
you know, you're boxing. Of course, you know, Vitaly was originally supposed to go to the Olympics in 1996. He tested positive for steroids. So his brother went instead, Vladimir. And he's the one with the glass jaw that's been knocked out three or four times. So that's who you're talking about, Vladdy. But Vitaly Klitschko, you think Vitaly's going to take it to Chris, huh?
I do, man. I think Vitaly's a good fighter, man. His jab is mean, and, you know, he's very poised, and he's huge. So he towers over you. I mean, the guy could just thump you on the top of the head, you'd go down, you know.
Yeah,
I'd love to see my Latino brother win, you know, but I don't think it's going to happen. I hope it does, you know, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think it'd be great for boxing if Chris won, you know.
Okay. How's the road treating you? You've been on the road lately. How's it treating you, okay?
Man, I've been not only touring with the band, but I've been flying coast to coast to go do this editing for our 40th anniversary DVD. I'm leaving again Sunday, and I'll go do a few days in New York and then meet the guys over in Bakersfield, and I got these three dates this weekend. So, yeah, I'm really hitting the road hard, and you know what? It's treating me well.
Kern County Fair, September 24th. The Mountain Winery, September 25th in Saratoga, California. Of course, as I said, the Radisson Grove, Sacramento, California, the Radisson Hotel. That is the Tower of Power dates. You can hit up Tower of Power, all of their touring dates, all the band stuff, the whole nine yards at towerofpower.com. Now, the new album, I got to bring you back to that. We brought you in with You Met Your Match, which is the lead off the new album. You guys are playing like four or five songs live now, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we do. We do that song, You Met Your Match. We do Loveland. We do the James Brown medley, and we hook it up to a song that I do called Digging on James Brown. We kind of bookend it with that, and that goes over really great. But the one that's really killing the crowd these days is Me and Mrs. Jones. Larry Braggs, he just owns the vocal on that tune, and the arrangement, it's just a great arrangement, and the people are just loving it.
Well, you know, in San Mateo, I went there and I reviewed the show, and the crowd was actually singing over the band. And some of the Tower of Power faithful say, you know, why are they so into this song when they don't make that kind of noise for You're Still a Young Man or something like that? Well, the bottom line is, you know, this song sold millions of copies for Billy Paul, went to number one back in 71 for Billy Paul. Then in 74, the Dramatics took it to number four in the charts. Now, you guys have been on the charts for 17 weeks with the Great American Soul Book. Of course, that is the latest Tower of Power presentation. It's available at towerofpower.com. It's on Tower of Power Records. You can also go to amazon.com. But the bottom line is, some of the faithful had a little problem with that. Did you know that?
You know, I think they go nuts, you know, at different periods during our career for different songs. And right now, you know, that's the favorite song. And I totally understand it because Larry, you know, he took the best of Billy Paul. He took the rough, emotional soul of the Dramatics version, and then he put his own Tower Power Snap on it. It's phenomenal, and the people are just eating it up.
Yeah, Me and Mrs. Jones, we'll go to the break with Me and Mrs. Jones tonight, of course, from the Great American Soul Book. Now, 17 weeks on the charts. The last time I looked, is this Billboard chart? Is this a mind-blower for you or what?
It is a mind-blower for me because, you know, I haven't looked at the charts since, like, 1976, and, you know, I always tell people the last time I picked a hit was 73. But, you know, it's great to make the charts, and it's great to have a little success, you know, in the industry, as it were. But the bottom line is, you know, Tower Power, we've been here so long. We got this built-in fan base, and they're always there, and they're always very supportive, and we're always able to play live and travel the world. And it's just great that we can make a nice record and people can enjoy it.
What is the secret in performing these songs that you put together, and both your own originals and, of course, the songs from the Great American Soul Book? What's the secret in getting these songs to sound so like the real studio recording?
You know, Pedro, we play a certain way. I mean, we learned many years ago that even when we tried to sound like other bands, it always came out sounding like Tower of Power, you know. And we used to think for a while that we thought, you know, we're like cursed, you know, because the record companies were saying, you know, if you could sound like so-and-so, we could get more airplay. Or if you could try to sound like the other bands, you know. And we tried to do that, and it always came out sounding like Tower of Power anyway, only usually a bastardized version in that case. And we just learned that, you know, no matter what we do, it sounds like Tower of Power. And that's not a curse. It's a blessing.
I heard that.
So when we record this stuff, no matter whether we haven't got the 16 strings on there or all the overdubs, when we play it live, it's still us playing it, and it sounds like us. And that's God working through us, man, because he gave us his talent to make Tower Power music, and it's got its own stamp, and we're very blessed to have it that way.
Tower Power, some of the other dates coming up, and I'm trying to get Ben Fong Torres, a former Rolling Stones editor, to go with me either to the Fillmore show. That's October 10th at the Fillmore Auditorium here in the City by the Bay, San Francisco, California. Of course, next week in Saratoga, California, September 25th at the Mountain Winery. Now, the entire world has been saying to me that Vitaly Klitschko, and just like you said, is probably going to knock out Chris Arreola, and Chris Arreola doesn't have a chance. History will be made, though, if this Mexican-American wins a heavyweight championship. There's no question about that.
I would not say that he does not have a chance. He has a good chance. I think Vitaly is eventually going to do the job, but I think he has a good chance. I mean, you know, if Vitaly has a bad night and Chris has an exceptional night and gets in there and just is able to roughhouse him, he could very easily take it. So I wouldn't write him off, you know, but I do, if I have to say who do I think is going to win, I think Vitaly's going to do it.
Okay, now you still sticking with the little Filipino guy, Manny Pacquiao, to beat Cotto in November?
You know, you told me that you don't think that's going to happen, but I don't know, man. Manny Pacquiao, man, he seems at the top of his game. And Cotto, I mean, Cotto's got a ton of heart. And on any given night, he could dig down deep in that well, and he could pull it off. So it's not out of the question, but if I had to choose, I picked Manny Pacquiao.
Longtime boxing fan Emilio Castillo on the line. Of course, the man that put together Tower of Power back in 1968. Was it the Motowns before Tower of Power?
Yeah, the Motowns.
And what was it before that? There was another name before that where I saw a picture of you and Rocco in like a couple of years before that. What was it called then?
We're the Black Orpheus before that, but you might be talking about the band that we had when we were teenagers. We were called the Gotham City Crime Fighters.
After my boys Adam West and Burt Ward, Batman, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how far we go back here, folks. We're talking to Emilio Castillo, of course, the leader of Tower of Power. They are playing next week at the Mountain Winery. That's Friday night, September 25th, with the Average White Band, AWB. Actually, there's nothing average about that band. When they get together, these two bands get together, it is a battle of the bands, folks. I kid you not. They're both trying to outdo each other. They'll have an outstanding night of entertainment, no question about it. Talk about soul music. If you like soul, this is the place to go. The Mountain Winery, next Friday night, September 25th. Now, Emilio, go back in time. Tell me, who do you think was the greatest fighter you've ever seen?
Greatest fighter I've ever seen. Well, I don't know if I can just name one. I can tell you some of my favorites. You
Go
know,
for
I mean,
it.
I like Alexis Arguello.
Yeah.
You know, and I like Roberto Duran. I was a big Sugar Ray Leonard fan. you know, Sugar Ray Robinson. But my favorite fighter of all time, of course, Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali, of course.
I mean, I just loved him, you know.
You know,
but then, you know, you get down to Roy Jones, man. I got every Roy Jones fight on disc. I mean, I love him.
Hmm.
You know, I couldn't believe it when he lost the fight. I was astounded.
Yeah, well, but what about when he got knocked silly, those two? I mean, he got knocked out by both Tarver and Glenn Johnson. One punch. Good night, sweet prince.
And then I see Tarver fighting these other people, and I'm like, how did he ever do that to Roy Jones?
Man, well, what did he tell Roy? What excuses you got tonight, Roy? And then he went out there and knocked him out. But Roy Jones, of course, is gonna, I think he's going to fight down in Australia against Danny Green in about 2 months, but he's now taking his act on the road because he can't make a whole lot of money here at home.
Yeah, I don't like it when them fighters do that, man. It's, they ought to just go out, you know, on top and let it be.
Well, you know what? The bottom line is they can't, and unfortunately they can't. I mean, Ali was a classic example of that. You and I know he should have probably went out after that thrill in Manila with Frazier over there. I mean, those guys, they nearly killed each other in 1975. He stuck around for another couple of years. He came back against Larry Holmes, got gangster slapped. You know, fighters just
don't.
That
was hard to watch.
I was in the $50 cheap seats that night at Caesar's Palace. I cried.
Yeah, I was in the same frame of mind, man. I was just like, oh, man, you know.
But
it's hard to watch a hero like that embarrass himself.
True, but in the eighth round, when he got up on his toes, he started moving. I said to myself, here he comes, here he comes. And guess what? It wasn't to be. It just wasn't to be.
But what about George Foreman?
Yeah, you know, George and I go back to 66 here at Newman's Gym. 66,
yeah.
67 here in the city by the bay. Of course, he was with the Job Corps over there in Newark, California, but he got his start in boxing here in Newman's Gym in the city by the bay, and he was a bully back then. And
I remember him play a boxing exhibition over at Southland Mall.
Yeah, he was one bad dude, though, as a teenager. Of course, winning the gold medal, then the World Heavyweight Championship, and coming back and beating Michael Moore like 20 years later, 21 years later in 1995.
I was screaming.
Were you screaming that night?
Absolutely.
Okay.
That did wear himself out, and he pounced him.
Yeah, he wore it. But yeah, but that was, man, that was a special evening. No, that really was a special evening. But, you know, I spent Ali and I went on tour. We went on a tour of the People's Republic of China back in 1994. I was his publicist and his bodyguard. And,
wow.
And Emilio, I have to tell you, man, those were the most priceless 10 days. Those were priceless. I mean, they were paying me to do this, okay? I'd have paid them to let me to do it. You know what I'm saying? So we were treated like royalty. We had motorcades. I mean, the military would show up for us. We were like the president, man. It was so cool. It was just so cool being with Ali. But do you think Ali was the greatest fighter of all time, maybe?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, in and out of the ring, plus he stood for a lot of things. Now, something I want to bring up, because I put an article on the website this morning, ringtalk.com. We'll talk about the passing of Mary Travers, of Peter, Paul, and Mary. She played a pivotal role in the peace movement in the 1960s, don't you think?
Absolutely. Are you kidding? Peter, Paul, and Mary was huge, man.
Yeah.
You know, and I just found out a couple of days ago, I was watching Ovation TV, and they showed the announcement. I was like, oh, my God. You know, and it's kind of sad that, you know, I mean, with the Patrick Swayze thing and, you know, just some other people sort of dying at the same time, her notoriety, or the death notoriety, is kind of downplayed. But, man, Peter, Paul, and Mary, man, they, you know, people think, oh, yeah, the folk movement, you know, that was close. But, I mean, Peter, Paul, and Mary, they made some very special music, man, and they, you know, they were history. I mean, that's part of history.
You know, and if you look back at the March on Washington in 1963 with Martin Luther King, who was on the dice with him, right on that platform, singing songs?
Yeah.
Peter,
yeah.
Paul, and Mary.
Yeah.
Well, Emilio, I want to wish you the very best, man. Next Friday night, they hit it. The Tower of Power and AWB go to the Mountain Winery, folks, in Saratoga, California. Tickets are available at the Mountain Winery or, of course, online at Ticketmaster.com. The 26th, they'll be in Sacramento at the Radisson Grove. But wait, the 24th, they're in Bakersfield. The Kern County Fair, September 24th, I guess that's a Thursday night. And then we come back to the city by the bay, the Fillmore, October 10th. Always special when you play the Fillmore, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So everybody you know comes out of the woodwork wanting the tickets because they're... I went to high school with you. I knew you this, I knew you then. You get all those calls, Emilio, or what?
They come out of the woodwork, man. They're everywhere.
They come out of the woodwork. Emilio Castillo, folks, the leader of Tower of Power, the founder of Tower of Power, and the man that maintains the funk. As we go to the break, this is their latest hit, Me and Mrs. Jones.
question.